USA News. I'm Corey Myers. U.S. Customs and Border Protection closing Eagle Pass International Bridge on the U.S.-Mexico border due to an influx of migrants. Rolando Salinas Jr., the mayor of Eagle Pass, Texas, has declared a state of emergency, seeking additional support to respond to those migrants, reaching 2,500 in number yesterday, absolutely overwhelming the city. In response to that ongoing crisis, an additional 800 active-duty military personnel have been deployed to the border. The government giving out free COVID tests again.
Starting next week, Americans will have the opportunity to once again request complimentary COVID-19 home tests. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced on Wednesday that the government is reinitiating the program to offer the free tests. Beginning September 25th, households can place an order for up to four tests through covidtests.gov. I'm John Schaefer.
Today, Ukrainian President Zelensky is scheduled to visit Washington, D.C. He'll be holding meetings with President Biden at the White House, engage with lawmakers on Capitol Hill, and meet with military leaders at the Pentagon. The visit coincides with Congress's deliberations on President Biden's proposal to allocate over $20 billion in extra aid for Ukraine to support its efforts in the conflict with Russia. Stellantis laying off 68 employees effective immediately as a result of the continuing strike. They have said in a statement that the layoffs are temporary and are due to shortage constraints as they're running out of space to store parts. An additional 300 employees could be facing layoffs in the coming days. Ford and GM have already laid off some employees. This is USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.
I'm Ebony Loren, and Febreze's new scent, Soothe and Restore, is so good, I wrote a song about it.
I know just what I do. Febreze has my favorite scent. Makes the perfect environment. Sweet like sugar, smooth shea butter. What could be better than being with each other now? Breathe happy.
If your main goal is weight loss, well, you may want to consider the time of day you're exercising. A new study says that you could help maximize your efforts by exercising between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. That time has been associated with having a lower waist circumference and body mass index than people who work out during midday or evening. Celebrity sightings not unusual in Vegas, but a street performance by U2 caught many by surprise. U2 turned a flatbed into a stage on Fremont Street in downtown Vegas and shot a video for their new song, Atomic City. Between takes, Bono sang a mostly a cappella version of I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. Elon Musk's controversial biotechnology startup Neuralink opened up recruitment for its first human clinical trial on Tuesday. Neuralink set to begin offering brain implants to paralysis patients as part of the PRIME study. PRIME, short for Precise Robotically Implanted Brain Computer Interface. It's being carried out to evaluate both the safety and functionality of the implant. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantreuse, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today, available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.